Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu unserem MySport Podcast.
Der Podcast der Meeting Incentive, Congress und Event Branche zu aktuellen internationalen Themen und für Veranstaltungsplaner.
So, hallo ihr Lieben, herzlich willkommen zu einer weiteren MySport Podcast-Folge. Und heute nehmen wir euch mit aus dem kalten, leicht verregneten Hamburg runter nach Afrika, genau genommen nach Ostafrika und dort nach Uganda. Denn da treffen wir und sprechen wir mit der Helen. Und Helen ist Sears-Zeichensinhaberin, CEO von Giant Gorilla Safaris. Und da geht es nicht nur um Giant Gorillas und um Safaris, sondern da geht es um viel, viel mehr. Da geht es um einen Full-Service, einen One-Stop-Shop für eure künftigen Veranstaltungen in Ostafrika, genau genommen in Uganda. Was es mit Uganda auf sich hat, was man dort alles machen kann, wie es da in Sachen Nachhaltigkeit aussieht, in Sachen Tierschutz und wie die Community sich da so zusammensetzt. Nun, das erfahrt ihr in unserem neuen aktuellen MySport-Podcast-Plausch. Ich sage an der Stelle viel Spaß und hören wir doch mal rein und rufen Uganda Calling. So, Helen, welcome in our MySport podcast show today, and I'm very happy to have you here on the spot, directly live from the lovely country of Uganda. And I can see you are sitting on a really sunny place. So, Helen, welcome at the MySport podcast, and explain our audience a little bit more about you, and of course, where are you now in the moment?
Well, Peter, I'm so privileged to be here. Where I'm seated right now is just a 4 minutes drive from Entebbe International Airport. This is Horizon Hotel, one of the best mid-market hotels in Uganda. And its facilities and amenities are very convenient for all travelers, whether you're old, whether you're young, whether you're on wheelchair, whether you're not on wheelchair. The place is so accommodative and very much accessible to even communities around. When I could turn actually the camera around, we would see some crafty shops around where you can, from the lodge, from the hotel, someone can visit the community shops around and they purchase things which they would like to use.
It sounds and definitely, it's a perfect place.
Yeah, it is really a better place, and today it's really sunny. And usually in Entebbe, we are really happy that we receive convection rainfall. It comes any time, but still, Uganda's weather is really the most beautiful weather in the region and perhaps in the whole world. Because one time we shall be receiving the sunshine, and another time we shall be receiving a few rains. So safari is all year round, and mice and safari all move hand in hand. So we are always in traveling 24 hours.
Perfect. Helen, we met for a couple of years, I guess. Yes, and we met online, and we had done a beautiful MySport Stream TV video production. And in this video production, you show more about Uganda, about the your company and what you're doing, who you are, and so on. But now for our podcast audience in front of her loudspeakers or headphones, can you please explain a little bit more about you? Who are you? What you're doing exactly? And how you can support event professionals from the German-speaking region, but worldwide, of course, how you can support them with what kind of services you are offer?
Okay, Peter. I'm actually a destination manager here in Uganda, and I'm a CEO and host personnel at Giant Gorilla Safaris, which happens to host people who are coming on safari and also host events from people who would like to have invest in safaris in Uganda at the same time. So I'm a convenient one-stop host who will always host people around the world, say from Germany, Netherlands, from the rest of the world, like we could say, and they are looking for a special thing, like perhaps maybe meetings for corporates, and perhaps after after the meeting, someone may wish to have also safari, or you may specifically only come for safari, or you may specifically only come for meetings. We shall always be conveniently located or conveniently happy to host you or to host the community to have that in Uganda. And besides the safaris and the mice, maybe summing up all together, there are elements in them such as maybe hotel booking, managing the fleet from the time you come to Entebbe International Airport to your departure, and also managing your meals, managing your travel around, your walks around. We ensure everything is very fine and convenient for you. We also offer what they call product knowledge, because we enrich our staff, be it the office staff, because the point of contact starts from someone seated at office, like me, to the field person. So we offer information, knowledge of the destination to the travelers. And with that, I think we are really unmatched, because we have enough research, we know our destination very well, and we talk about it with passion, because this is home.
Perfect. It sounds perfect. So when we talk about giant gorilla safaris, of course, we are there is in the name, in the wording, is the name gorilla. So I guess you have something to do with gorillas, or I'm wrong.
Yes. Actually, we could say that it is just more than what we think it is, gorillas or a gorilla experience. Because from gorillas, the communities around us, the world has gone to another direction whereby they want to give back to the community. Everyone wants to visit the community in order to check how or to involve the community in conservation. So when we go for these gorillas, which is a highlight of Uganda, which puts Uganda on the map, we definitely also talk about the communities around the gorilla national parks, whereby after the gorillas, we always ensure that we inform our guests, we educate our guests about the beauty of conservation. So at the end of the day, at the end of our trek with the gorillas, we visit one of the communities around the park and we give back to them through the projects which are already existing within the community. However, our safaris, our gorilla trips can be combined perfectly with other destinations within East Africa, say Kenya, Rwanda, Tanzania, and Burundi, or wherever.
Perfect. So it sounds really like you are a one-stop shop. Take care for groups, all kind of sizes who want to come to Uganda, want to do some meetings, do some incentives. And of course, you spoke about the highlight, definitely are the giant gorillas, because for this, Uganda is really popular. When we talk about the German-speaking market, especially Germany, Austria, Switzerland, can you explain a little bit more for our audience, please, about, you know, the arrivals from Germany? How planners, is this easy to come to Uganda with flights, or is this more complicated? What is your experience, in fact, of the travelings?
Actually, accessing Uganda is not a difficult. It's not something difficult to do. All someone needs is one. You need to have a very nice, adventurous mind. You'll fall in love with Uganda, and you'll actually see Uganda so proximity to Germany or to any other part of the world. Then the other thing about the visas, I would say that getting a Ugandan visa these days is something very small, because we use electronic visas, and you can attain this online. And you can travel in Uganda, Kenya, Rwanda on the same e-ticket, e-visa, with ease. And you can have as well multiple entries in these countries with your visa. And you'll travel freely, because Uganda is one of the most safe countries in the world. And it is also having the people who are warm welcoming, Peter. Everyone is ready to give information. We are ready to mix. We are so inquisitive. We want to be where people are. and we are always ready to mix and give in anything.
Yeah.
As long as it is very yieldful to the guests.
Yeah. You have some information about flights? Flights from, mainly from Frankfurt or Munich? You maybe know something about their flight connections?
Yeah, we have the Dutch Airlines, that KLM, 3 times, almost in the day. And we also have the Ethiopian Airlines. We have the Qatar, Turkish, Brussels. All those fly in the country. We have the Kenyan Airways. All those. And you can have Uganda Airlines as a connecting flight from wherever. It is safe and very beautiful to sit in. I mean, fly there, the Pearl of Africa.
Yeah, it's so in the heart of Africa. It's so, I guess it's really a beautiful country. And all what you spoke about, the technology, you know, in smartphones and internet connections, you are... Yeah. Much more forward, especially in Germany. We are now very, very happy because since of the 1st of February, we have now for our pharmacy, our receipts from the doctors will be now electronic tickets. So after all the years, we received this amazing thing also in Germany. Anyway, yeah. when we speak about your target audience and the market segments. Yeah. Can you explain a little bit more, please, about that for our audience?
Okay. So looking at what we handle mainly, which is mice and safari at the same time, to make it more convenient for the couples, for individuals, for groups, for the corporate team to come to the destination, we would like to inform the community that Uganda, being a barrier-free country, all segments, all kind of visitors can come here. So the visitors are less privileged because not everyone is physically fit. There are many people on wheelchair. And I would like, with this, I would like to inform everyone around the world that Uganda has beautiful amenities. All our amenities in most places are accessible for all kinds of visitors. And also all segments, be it the young, be it the old, be it the mid-aged, they can all come to visit Uganda. And also for people who are looking for adventure, for people who are looking for meetings, corporate meetings, and for people who are looking for relaxation, because people think Uganda is a landlocked country, but actually we have the beach. We have beaches in Uganda, and our beaches are really exotic. When I talk about the beaches, I mean Lake Victoria Island beaches are very exotic. And Uganda being a home to the source of the Nile, which is in Lake Victoria. Just know we have the most beautiful beaches, and they're unmatched because of the sunshine here in Uganda. It's really beautiful.
You explain it very well. Thanks, Helen. And I will give you now a spotlight, because now please explain our audience. Give us some reasons and good arguments why to choose Uganda as the next destination for an incentive for meeting and for any kind of events.
Okay. I will start with the host community, the people. The people are so warm welcoming, like I first said. Very warm welcoming, ready to give knowledge. So you can receive information from anyone as long as you're in contact with anyone in Uganda. That's one thing. Then I talk about the diversity with the food. Ugandan food with all the 65 over tribes, ethnic tribes, all in Uganda, coexisting, almost in the same areas and other parts of the country. A guest will not fail to have fresh foods. One, you'll have the native food and also the continental foods. And also our hotels, our accommodations, have good amenities accessible for all the communities. And these amenities range from mid-market, budget, and 5-star world hotels. all around the country. So depending on which kind of guest and what you're looking for, Uganda can be affordable for all markets. I talk about the safety. If the people are warm welcoming, definitely the destination is always safe for travel, safe for meetings, safe for events at any time of the year round. And also I talk about our sustainable tourism and MICE measures, whereby for all positioned, all confirmed elements, be it MICE, be it safaris, all those things are strategically always located for the position, for the community to benefit from them. Just like today, I've just said that today actually we are airing out, but I'm at Horizon Hotel, one of the best mid-market hotels here in Entebbe, just proximity from the airport. And around it, if I could stretch my camera, you will see so many beautiful craft shops around. And anyone can meet the communities for interaction. You can either give the communities back directly by purchasing their products, because these souvenirs are African, they are man-made, they're beautiful, and someone can easily give back to the community. And then we have the ecotourism sites. This involves the national parks, whereby these national parks have five-star facility, the hotels, the boat rides, where you can have your leisure and your meetings. Meaning this gives anyone an opportunity to have your adventure, say maybe your guided game price at the same time. When time comes, you can be settled for a meeting anywhere, either on the boat cruise or in the hotel. Very well positioned. The culture of the people is very unmatched here in Uganda compared to any other country in East Africa. The culture is vibrant, is diversified, and the capital of Uganda hosts all those diversified culture within the city. You'll find the people from the north, the east, all of us showcasing, all of us having a different culture to show to the people. However, one thing puts us together, our warm welcoming behavior, the attitude towards the visitors, makes everyone uniform in the country.
Perfect. Perfect words. Thank you very much. We are deep impressed about all these impressions you gave us and what you talked about Uganda, because I think for many event professionals here in the German-speaking European parts, Uganda is not so well known as a destination for meetings, incentive congresses, and events. And when we talk about your role as a CEO from Giant Gorilla Safaris, please, can you explain a little bit more for all the people who have no ideas about giant gorillas? You know, because I think this is really one of, you spoke about a lot of really hot spots and arguments for Uganda. You spoke about hospitality, the hotels and things like that, and the locations. Can you explain a little bit more, you know, what's happened with these giant gorillas? These animals are really protected. This is correct. And I think it's not only to visit them, it's not a zoo. It is to take more, to take care of them and things like that. Is this correct?
Giant Gorilla Safaris is a host company in Uganda. And we do two things, which I would sum up as safaris and mice. And in Giant Gorilla Safaris, we frontline what they call giving back to the communities. And we start with our own staff, where we do not source from a far place, but from within. In so doing, we are giving them the duty of being, or of the communities being so healthily welcoming to the people who come and visit Uganda or who come and visit us. Then also, why Giant Gorilla Safaris? It's because of our enriched, knowledgeable staff. from the diversified languages. By the way, Peter, I didn't tell you that even Uganda has adopted to other international languages, whereby even in Giant Goro Safaris, we have a German-speaking guide. And we are encouraging more to come. And this will help us with the barriers in language, so we can actually communicate easily with the guests. And we always encourage for bigger groups to always have someone who can speak English, so that if our German-speaking guide may not be in place, then you can have someone to speak directly to the guests, a tour leader sort of within the group, so can communicate directly with our guide and their communication can be eased. But with the languages in Uganda, it's no longer a problem. Everyone is adopting to other international languages, German, French, Spanish, Chinese. You'll always find guides in Uganda. And all those ones are coming on board because already we have someone who speaks German. And I could say Guten Tag to everyone.
Perfect. Perfect. Guten Tag. Perfect.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm learning from the best. And that is one of our guides around. He speaks good German and he is advancing more. Then also, why Giant Goro Safaris, our booking policy. We do not charge guests for booking with us. We will only tell them the amount depending on how much they need for their safari to be successful. And that is according to their itinerary. And depending on the number of months that is left for them to travel, we will first ask for a 30%, which will always enable us to deposit or to hold all the services that we have agreed upon in the itinerary. Then 45 days to the commencement of the trip, definitely we will always request the guests to clear up their fees with us. That is one of our travel policies. And just in case there is a problem, perhaps days have come and the guest is not coming for either mice or safari, perhaps because of maybe the natural atrocities, or maybe because of other programs which have come in and the guest is unable to travel, we will always stand in for our guests. We talk to the service providers. We will not charge our guests again. However, we will advise the guests to inform us about the new travel date, which will always help enable us to rehold or to reserve the services for the guests. And in so doing, we want to show the people that are traveling with us, the people who are coming to us because of the events, that your travel investment is 100% safe and you will always meet the expectations that you want in whichever itinerary that you've agreed upon with us. Then another thing, Giant Goro Safaris cares for the environment a lot as a paramount duty for everyone and a call for everyone to make sure that the planet is safe. Our safaris are 100% plastic free from the time of arriving in the country, whether for mice, whether for safaris. All our clients are given bottles for water, which are reusable. All our safaris are smoking free because we do not want to endanger our wildlife and the people around us. We always move with bins in the vehicles so that there is no litter completely. And in so doing, we've masterminded in making our environment clean, regenerating our environment to breathe again, because we are helping the man-made places to remain clean, the eco places to remain perfectly green, without any tampering. Then also, Wild Giant Gora Safaris, we are doing what they call sustainable tourism, sustainable mice management. We could move, let me say, instead of putting a lot of pressure on the eco places, we also encourage guests to visit other places, say man-made places, man-made sites, cultural places, and that has also enhanced tourism because these off-the-beaten path places are very unique. They spice up your tour. You're seeing Uganda in another fifth view, more than just a gorilla, more than just a giraffe. And once everything is done in a way of sustainable tourism, putting in eco places, then a person will leave Uganda with a whole grand sum of knowledge about the country. And someone will not only speak about the national parks of Uganda, but will be able to speak about the tribes of Uganda, the man-made places, the foods of Uganda. So we are involving guests in more of, we are introducing what they call cycling within the communities. We are having culinary tourism. And this has enabled also the guests to come in direct contact with the communities around the places. And there they will know how Ugandans relate, which foods do they have, their economic, political, and social history. It's really vibrant for a guest to know. And those are one of the things that distinguishes us from other companies. Then also, our barrier-free activities. From developing our itineraries to the end, we always make sure that all our guests are, we craft all our itineraries with all our guests in mind. So from day one, we will inquire about the guest's health, physical ability, and in so doing, we will always identify to recommend best places to suit this particular guest. So that's why I say our itinerary, our products are barrier free, because we ensure that you experience according to your ability. And the ability still comes with the mindset. Uganda is so diversified. Nothing should put someone behind, whether on wheelchair or what. Because let me talk about gorilla safaris, which is a key highlight in Uganda, whereby people might be saying, oh, but how should we maneuver through the forest to see the gorillas? There are suddenly chairs where a client sits on and there are porters to lift you to access the gorillas or the primates. Or a client can come along with the jolly sticks, the jolly chairs within the country. And your helper, or in case you don't come with someone who can help you, then you inform us in time. A guest can inform us in time so that we are able to put there someone who will be able to use that jolly chair for that particular guest. And our vehicles, our domestic flights are 100% accessible. Our hotels are 100% accessible. And all these things will be crafted, will be tailor-made within the reach of the guest, within the expectation of the guest, whether you're having mice, whether you're having safaris.
So Helen, thank you very much. I'm really deep impressed, and I get our audience too. Thank you very, very much for all these beautiful insights you gave us about Uganda. You gave us about the Meeting Incentive Congress event options in Uganda, about the hotel, about the safaris, about the animals, and so on. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. And definitely, I guess we will definitely meet very, very soon, because I really like to come now to Uganda after your beautiful description. I say thank you very much also for the audience. Greetings from Hamburg to the lovely country of Uganda, Helen. I say goodbye from Hamburg.
Yes, goodbye, Peter. See you soon.
See you soon. Goodbye.
All right.
So, das war wieder eine weitere MySport-Podcast-Folge und ich hoffe, wie immer hat euch diese Folge Spaß gemacht, hat euch viel Freude gemacht, hat euch inspiriert und informiert für eure künftigen Veranstaltungsplanung. Wir haben gesprochen mit der lieben Helen, die Helen aus Uganda. Helen ist dort Inhaberin von Giant Gorilla Safaris, eine DMC, eine One-Stop-Shop-Lösung für eure künftigen Event- und Incentive-Planungen in Uganda oder in den benachbarten Ländern herum um Uganda. Nun, ich denke, wir haben viele Informationen, Inspirationen aus Uganda von der Helen aus erster Hand erfahren. Ich hoffe, wie immer, dass euch diese Podcast-Folge viel Freude gemacht hat, dass sie euch inspiriert hat für künftige Veranstaltungsplanung. Und wir alle vom MySport-Team würden uns natürlich sehr freuen, wenn ihr uns euer Feedback hinterlasst. Schreibt doch kurz eine Bewertung in die Kommentarzeile oder bewertet und ratet uns in eurer Lieblings-Podcast-App. An der Stelle sage ich herzlichen Dank und bis bald, euer MySport Peter. Bye bye aus Hamburg.